Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Mike Ditka joins us every Monday and Friday, along with Brother Johnny, who's actually landing in St. Louis as we speak. He will join us here in just moments. Mike, you're in Chicago. Good morning.
I'm in Chicago. Actually, the sun's shining right now. I guess it's going to rain tonight.
Sounds like some golf weather. How's your shoulder? You hitting balls?
Actually, my shoulder's really bothering me. I played yesterday for a while, and I tweaked it. And I'm going to go in this week and get some shots, some cortisone, see if I feel any better. But yeah, I'm okay, as long as I can. Listen, Steve, I can't play anymore. I just whack it around. I have fun.
Oh, come on. You're a good player. It's a shame. You got to get that shoulder.
Just be a reason to be out in the sun anyway.
That's it. And so it's like the old playing days, man. You just kind of patch it up and go. That's what you
do. Yeah, you do that, you know. But different, you know, football is a thing of more of a will and strength. This is golf is a game of talent.
Well, I've seen you play enough, Mike. You've got ability. You're an athlete. All right, let me ask you about Phil Jackson. The Lakers get swept by the Dallas Mavericks. Phil walks away, age 65, 11 NBA titles. That's an incredible run.
Well, he's the greatest coach, I think, in the game, because I think he coached in an era where the competition was a lot greater than it was years gone by. I think the man is unbelievable what he did in Chicago, L.A. Just a great, great coach. I've met Phil a few times and a great guy. I think at the end, it probably gets a little hard for him. I mean, you hear some of these comments, Bynum's comments. These people are, they're clowns. I mean, excuse me, but they're clowns. And I think after a while, that kind of gets old for somebody like that who's been around, who's seen it all, who's played in the game, who's coached in the game. It gets a little bothersome when you have these little, what I call them, brats.
Well, and you certainly, it's probably expedited and gone crazy in the last 10, 20 years from the standpoint of agents, money, players get coaches fired in the NBA and the NFL and all these other places. I mean, it's incredible when you're dealing with, of course, Phil in the 90s dealt with Dennis Rodman pretty effectively.
And you're right, but it doesn't make it right. Yeah, I mean, you know, the agents have destroyed the game to a degree. There's no question about it. If a man doesn't know his own worth, then, you know, he's not a man. In other words, you have to go somebody in and bargain for you and negotiate for you. And I understand that the owners are they can take advantage of these guys. But listen, the market has been set. It is what it is. But to keep escalating the market, you're going to destroy the games, every game. You know, basketball was smart. They put in a rookie salary cap. Football's got to put in a rookie salary cap or they're dead. I'm just telling you, it'll be dead.
All right, any word on that? I mean, the NFL still hasn't come to...
Well, that's part of the things they're talking about, and evidently if they do that, they're going to take the money that's saved, and they're going to, from my understanding, they're going to increase the pension to the former players. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. That was one of the things I heard, and like I said, I'm not privy to this information, but it would be a good thing to do because, you know, and I talk about former players, I'm talking about the former players of that have just turned age to pick up their pensions. I'm not talking about guys my age, so I'm talking about the guys who played in the, basically played in the 80s probably.
Wouldn't help the gridiron greats then.
Well, they could if they wanted to. They could a certain amount of money to take care of these guys. But, you know, I'll tell you what's happened right now, Steve. We've done a pretty good job in just getting pro bono care for these guys, surgery and rehab. And our job is just to get them there, put their families up. And then we've been pretty poor. There's a lot of good people in this world, and there's a lot of good doctors groups around the country who really care. I was watching something on TV the other day, and they did the same thing with Brian Gumbel's show, and they have a group that came together, and then they put about 7-8 specialists together, and what they're doing is they're helping some of these old players, and that's terrific. I mean, it's great.
All right, we've touched on a couple of items. Next item up is torture ever justified? We're talking about this enhanced interrogation where somebody feels like they're drowning, waterboarding. It got information that contributed to the capture and kill of Osama bin Laden. I mean, the liberals still believe that it's torture. We're above that. It's not the American way. What say Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny on torture? Is it ever justified?
Well, you got to be careful.
I believe it is, and I don't know what John's going to say. But, I mean, I would tell all of these liberals very simpler, is cowardice justified? Can you be a coward to the degree that you would do what they did at 9/11, take planes and crash them in the tower? You think that's more acceptable than waterboarding? You are a sick duck. Waterboarding, in my opinion, I know what it is. I've heard what it is. I mean, the sensation of drowning. Listen, if they don't want to talk, drown. That's all. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. You know, it's time that the, America took the gloves off, guys, and started being who we are, and started maybe we ought to flex our muscles a little bit. But when it comes to this, I have no problem with that at all.
Well, what I think is you do have to be careful how far you go with it, too. I don't think waterboarding is as terrifying or as brutal to the interrogator as a lot of things you see in the movies. And I think there is a point where you don't want to get down to that level. So interrogation or even enhanced interrogation, where you draw the line, I don't know, Stevie. But the other part of it is, if you think somebody knows that there's a plan to kill a lot of innocent people, you're obligated to try to find out what he knows. So there, it's a tough situation to be in. It's a shame we're in it, but
it's only tough if you make it tough. I mean, again, if you let common sense prevail, I mean, we're in an era of liberalism in America, but if you were to talk about doing this 100 years ago, nobody would have said a word. Just go ahead and do it. So, you know, well, we were fighting for our independence. We were fighting for our freedoms. We were fighting through World War I. I don't want to hear all this stuff. I mean, this is a cop-out. It's a cop-out. It's just like everything we do, if something happens and it's good, then there's something wrong with it. Did we do the wrong thing by not capturing Bin Laden instead of killing him? No, we did the right thing. We did what he understands, what he deserves, period. It's cut and dried, common. Let it go. Let it prevail once in a while in America.
Well, and I think that we need
to... I'm on fire today, boys.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Hey, Stevie,
yep.
We've got it going now. And, of course, I do think that we need to pursue Bin Laden, and I do think we needed to kill Bin Laden because he was still working on killing us. There wasn't any sort of revenge. And I think you have to be careful about that revenge thing because, remember, the world of Islam has a lot of avenge and revenge in it. We don't want that. We don't need that. There's too much good in life to worry about getting even. But we do need to
protect ourselves.
You
can't change that, John. You can't change it.
Exactly.
No matter whether
but
you
we
do
don't,
anything.
They're but
still
we don't need to do that.
In their hearts.
We don't need to start thinking like that, is what I'm saying.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's brutally difficult. This is not a nation waving a flag. These are individuals hiding out in different places. By the way, where Osama bin Laden was hiding, they've released some of the pictures, the inside stuff. It wasn't very nice. And we're hearing about million-dollar compounds, all this stuff. The guy, you know, they released this picture and here's Osama bin Laden with this white beard that he dyed for the pictures. He had this white long beard with a stocking cap on and a blanket around him. He hadn't left the compound in 5 years and watching himself on TV. That's it. I mean, that's the picture of the life. So, I mean, you know, I don't think he was living a great life, but he was living a life and apparently still working, apparently still coordinating. They were talking about Amtrak and hitting Amtrak on 9/11, the 10th anniversary coming up. And so Al-Qaeda, this particular string of terrorism certainly seems to be on its heels at this point. But again, it's a fight that never ends, I don't think.
Well, you're right. I mean, but you tell me what kind of people follow a leader that they never see.
Yeah.
Stop it. It doesn't make any sense. You know, we're okay, we're going to follow their Taliban, whatever, and we never seen this guy in 5 years. Stop it. I mean, don't buy it. Yeah. If you call that leadership, then I don't know what. That is fanaticism.
He's staying there with his three wives and kids and guards and all that stuff, telling kids to blow themselves up while he's in his compound?
Absolutely. It's the highest form of cowardice in the world.
Yeah.
And people stand around and don't admit. Come on. It's not complicated, guys. We make this thing, you know, we try to appease everybody.
But then, and how do you justify it? Just from a human rational sense, how do you justify killing innocent people to make a point or to further your cause? It just doesn't make any sense to me, any sort of rational human being, and much less one with any sort of spiritual sense and appreciation of life and the gift of life to think along those lines and to spend all your time on earth doing that.
Right.
So,
well, and this is what they say their religion is, and stop it. And no book, no Bible, the Quran, nothing says anything about that stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, that is the worst thing in the world. You're taking other lives, because, or you're taking even innocent lives of your own to kill other people. That's ridiculous. Mm.
All right, we've just talked about this before, touched on it last week, but the issue is still out there as far as pictures being released. The government will not, at least at this point. Johnny said Friday that he thought that someone's going to release these pictures of a dead Osama bin Laden because it's just too much information out there. But as far as Al-Qaeda, they said, hey, they had a statement that he's dead. I mean, so I guess what's the point as far as an official release? Probably not necessary.
I don't know. I don't want to see the pictures. I don't know why anybody would want to see the pictures. You know, it's 99.9% that it was him. And I'll buy that, okay?
Yep.
If they got another guy that's him, then they ought to show him. I said, he's dead. That's all there is to it. Then I don't have to see a picture.
Yep.
Well, and I think there is a point where it's unnecessary in that we are trying to take the high road and not just celebrate in the face of the Muslim world that we've killed this guy. I think there is a diplomatic angle to that, and there's just an unnecessary angle to it where I would go with the White House. I'm going to give Obama an A on this one as far as the way he's handled this whole thing.
Well, they were burning his picture over somewhere, so I thought he joined the ranks of George Bush. Congratulations.
Well, and that's a compliment to in some regards, Steve.
Yeah, they're burning his picture in effigy. This is, you know, they said the number one world terrorism, a picture of Barack Obama. Wow. I mean, well, it's just unusual.
You said one thing, John, which I don't. It's not the Muslim world now. It's a segment of the Muslim world. Just like there's a segment of our world, there's a segment of the Oriental world, there's a segment of every Hispanic world. It's no good, and there's a segment of the Muslim world. It's no good. So, I mean, it's not the whole group. It's a part of it.
Well,
and we want to make sure that we're not implicating the whole group. And the more you do to celebrate Obama, I agree with that. And that's what I'm saying is there's this, well, look, and that's what the point is. There was nobody honoring Osama bin Laden when they did this little ritual and eased him into the water. By the way, that at Carl Vinson aircraft carries about 100 foot off the water. I mean, he must have been going about 80 miles an hour in the water.
Boy. Plunk.
But Steve, yeah. That was an acknowledgement that look, we don't have any animosity towards Islam. And that was just, a courtesy. It had nothing to do. Nobody had believed it who was involved in that or was honoring bin Laden. So I've heard it was some.
It's a little bit of political correctness,
yep.
But, you know,
I think it was the right thing to do.
All right, we're going to take our break. Be back with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka coming up next on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Stevie J. We are back with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, Mondays and Fridays with Brother Johnny, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. I don't know, Johnny, have you seen the floodwater stories and the core?
We were just talking about that, Mike and I, the weather. Just this year in the country, there's a drought in Texas, and my boys down in Memphis are, you know, in trouble with the flood down there.
What the heck's going on with the levees? Was it the right call to blow a hole in the levee to flood farmland in southern Illinois, northern Missouri?
Boy, it's hard to say. You know, that's a big step. There's a lot of people, you know, it's kind of, you could say, victimized, but maybe far fewer than who would have suffered through floodwaters had they not done it. And you know, there's always going to be two sides of that story.
Yeah.
And
what a mess. Oh man, it's awful.
Yeah, and that's
a
lot of water.
I'm sure those people that made that decision, they know a little bit more about it than we do.
Yeah. Well, they're doing some with the New Orleans levees. Is that right? Yeah. They're trying to take some pressure off.
No, they're just opening the spillway, Steve. That's not any sort of blowing the levee thing. That's kind of a planned driving water out of the river and into the wetlands. It does affect that ecology, but it's not like flooding a bunch of homes or farmland either.
Right.
So we just need to stop raining up there, Stevie.
Well, I'm telling you, it is the pictures are stunning. There's not much you can do. I mean, these poor people, I hope they have insurance or whatever they have, but I remember a long time ago.
That part doesn't even matter, Steve. It uproots your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about, you know, if a tornado came through and you got out of the house would be gone.
Yeah.
The house is there.
Yeah.
But everything in it's ruined.
Right.
I mean, mean, the water, I mean, that's the hard part to me. I mean, I don't think there's anything worse than a flood. I mean, where it destroys your home because the water sits in there and destroys it. You got to replace everything. It's not like it being blown away, but it's all gone.
As it continues to rain, we need to get our crops in, Stevie.
That's right. Yeah, the prices, crop prices, Mike. I mean, everything's up. You got silver, you got gold, you got oil, you got corn, you got beans, food prices. You go to the store, you spend $80 without trying. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I put gas in a car the other day. Woo. It's pretty interesting. I mean, they talk about the national average would be $3-something. I mean, it was $4.70-some or $4.90-some where I put it.
In Honolulu this morning, boys, $6.03.
Wow.
You're kidding.
Wow.
No, Honolulu.
Is that a record? Is $6 a record?
I think it might be. That's the largest number I've seen. Now, they're speculating. They think it'll go down 50 cents over the summer, but... Ouch, this is a painful tax that none of us want to pay, period.
Well, it's amazing, but you said, is it a record, John? It's a record until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then there'll be another record.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
well, and it doesn't look good. I think it's kind of a little bit high. I agree it might drop a little bit because it's not like we've run out of oil or gas, but the situation in the Middle East, and then we stopped the drilling, and I think it just drives those speculators and the future prices up, but I don't think it's a real supply problem unless something else happens in the Middle East, and that could happen this afternoon.
I haven't heard a word about Libya. Has anybody heard what's going on in Libya?
Well, you know, Mike said it. You know, well, the way we're going about it, Gaddafi will be around next year. I think he's reestablishing himself there, and
so really, you take an A work for Osama bin Laden and an F work for Libya. You got a C average. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
This is a bad Libya. Just not handled very well. I don't think.
Well, it is, and you know, eventually the rebels are going to run out of resources and and actually probably the will to fight. And if we don't give them help and we don't go in there and do the things we can do and put them on the defensive instead of putting the rebels on the defensive. Not that the rebels are right. I don't know who the hell the rebels are.
Yeah, well.
Well, and the other thing is, you get involved in something like that and you really need to win or you're left with an even worse enemy than you had before.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, it's complicated out there and it's always a pleasure to try and sort this out. Last thing. Chris Christie says, I'm not running for president, but yet he's taking a meeting from all the powers that be in Iowa trying to see if he'd run for president. Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, popular guy. I don't know who the Republicans are going to put in there that'll have a chance against Barack Obama.
Well, Chris Christie probably wouldn't. He wouldn't do well because he makes sense. You know, if he makes sense, then it doesn't. You got no chance. So he makes sense. He uses common sense. So. You know, you need somebody that's a BSer.
I think he might have, at this point, a little more appeal than we might first think. And I think that's why people are pursuing him as maybe a guy that would do well.
Well, I agree with you, John. Yeah.
I think that if he's probably having a meeting because he's the kind of guy that, I don't know him, but he seems to me the kind of guy that if he feels like he can win and we need to win, this election, I think, even though Obama got an A for Osama, I think he would maybe change his mind and try it. If he really thought he could do it, he would do that for not so much he wants to do it, but maybe if I can do it, maybe I should go.
Would it hurt him at this point? Because he's already said, I'm not experienced enough. I'm not running under any circumstances. I mean, that quote would be played 1,000 times, I guess.
Evidently, we know one thing. Historically, experience has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's true. You got that right.
Yeah.
That is not a qualification that means anything.
No, not at all. Leadership isn't either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, two years as governor is more of experience than not having that.
Yeah.
Because you got that chief executive.
Well, and Johnny, if New Jersey would turn red from blue, I think electorally they'd be huge.
No, that's a big problem mathematically. That's another reason they like Chris, because if he can take New Jersey, it's a big electoral chunk that the Democrats count on from a strategic standpoint.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. It really would be. Well, it's fascinating. I know they're trying to woo him in. I don't know. But we'll pick it up again Friday. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, always a pleasure.
Well, it's great talking to you guys.
Have a good golf game down there.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Brother Johnny. The golf game... working on some of the ministries he's involved with the golf outing today in St. Louis. And Mike Ditko today from Chicago.